Welcome back. We've arrived at our fourth stop for today. You're in a very special part of Amsterdam. This is the place where it all comes together. Take a look around. You can see a church, but also a brothel and a playgroup. Does that seem odd to you? In a way it is, but at the same time it represents a summary of what life is like. The good and the bad literally coexisting. It's hard to avoid the bad here in Amsterdam, and that makes it easy to look down on it all. It's so easy to judge. But what happens when you just observe? What do you see? We see a lot of pain and brokenness, a lot of vulnerability and a great need. In this place, Dana is going to share some more of her story with you.
Right now you're standing by the old church. Can you see the road around the church and the little alleyways? That's where all the windows are. And just a little further down is the playgroup. The church is no longer in use, but the windows are. Women work here day and night. Romario was adamant I learnt as quickly as possible that this is normal work. He acted as though I'd been given an amazing opportunity. But at first, I really struggled here. After Romario had left me behind a window, the other women took me under their wing. I looked ridiculous. All the other women were dressed in their fancy bikinis and lingerie, and I stood there in my jeans and sneakers, legs shaking, lip quivering. I'd used up all the money I had to buy a new pair of shoes in Romania, as I thought I was going to be working in a bar and would be on my feet all day. But they were soon replaced with a pair of high heels and a prostitute's uniform. The weeks that followed are a complete blur. The shock was just too great. I couldn't comprehend what had happened to me. I had ended up in an industry where I had to have sex with men that are as old as my father. I was just 18. I didn't have a clue. I didn't speak any Dutch, didn't even really know where I was, and had never heard of organizations that might be able to help me. It was only after several months of being in Amsterdam that I actually found out which part of the city I was working in and got to see the Dam Square for the first time. I worked 6 days a week, 12 hours a day. I'm transported between the brothel and the flat where I sleep, which I share with a lot of other girls. I have to hand in all the money I earn. I'm slowly turning into a puppet, without emotions or willpower of my own. I do what I'm asked to do, and I keep myself going by taking pills and cocaine. I can't bear doing this work sober.
We understand that this story is distressing to listen to. Trust me, you never get used to hearing accounts like these. Take a few minutes to let the story sink in, and then head over to our next stop.